This is 89.1 WEMU and happy National Public Radio Music Day. I'm David Fair, and as we mark Jazz Appreciation Month, we also take note of the importance of public radio music by asking you to support the jazz on WEMU with a donation during this one-day fundraiser. Donate online at WEMU.org. Throughout the day, you're going to hear conversations with a number of great minds and artists who also have an appreciation for public radio music. That includes the gentleman on the other end of my phone line. Fred Jacobs is founder and president of Jacobs Media Strategies. It's a media consulting firm. And trust me, it's impacted your life in more ways than you know, touching most commercial and public radio stations in significant ways, including WEMU and NPR. Fred, thank you so much for making time for us today.
Honored to be here, David. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I know you're not going to remember this, but our paths first crossed a very long time ago. Just for a little context, Fred Jacobs back in 1983 created the classic rock format that so many of us have enjoyed for nearly 40 years now, everywhere in the country. I got my first radio internship job in 1988 at Detroit's classic rock station, WCSX. And Fred, I was hired by Mark Pasman, who was program director at that time, and split my time by shadowing him around and answering phones for Karen Savelli. I vividly remember how much Mark looked forward to your visits for feedback and counsel. There was a reverence there, as you were looked upon as a radio guru and Svengali. And knowing that I'll never get to that place, what's it like to exist in that rarefied air?
Well, you know, when you're in the middle of that rarefied air, you don't usually even realize that's where you are. But I've been really blessed to enjoy a career, both, as you said, in commercial and public radio, where I've and I think this is one of the keys, David. I've been blessed with working for truly great operations with wonderful teams behind me. And that really makes all the difference in the world. There's a lot of talented people in radio who have never had the opportunities that I had. So I was fortunate, especially to be at RIF in the early 80s and then be involved with the WCSX sign on. And believe it or not, I'm still involved with both of those radio stations
right today.
So it's sort of my life's work, you know. It's pretty crazy.
I always like to say that working in radio beats working.
It does. I mean, it's funny that you say that. I was actually out to dinner last night with some people I'd never met before, and he was a former CPA, and I am who I am. And we spent a lot more time talking about my job than we did his job. And, you know, you get used to that over the years. I mean, radio is just such a fun, exciting, and ultimately rewarding place to be.
And what a diverse range of people and personalities you get to encounter. Now, I know a number of music hosts in commercial radio in particular that are actually obsessed with the process of broadcasting, but aren't necessarily huge music fans. I'm curious as to whether you're a fan of music, radio, or both.
I am a fan of both. And in fact, before I connected the dots or had somebody connect them for me and realized that radio would be a perfect place for somebody with my interest and skill set, I was a music fan first. It just took me a while to figure out that I could actually make a career out of it. But yeah, I actually started out as a music fan. And, you know, I grew up at just the right moment. You know, I was in high school in the mid-60s and college in the late 60s, early 70s. And certainly from a rock and roll standpoint, as we've learned, there was really no better time to be alive when it comes to being able to appreciate the kind of music that was coming out from so many different artists. I mean, it's not just how good the music was or how great it was, but how much of it there was.
And what kind of impact it was having.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you don't realize that, but it took me a while to figure out. You know, I look at the classic rock format now in retrospect, and I used to think that the reason it was successful was that all these baby boomers, I mean, it grew up with that stuff, and that's why it all kind of worked out. Well, that's part of it, of course. I mean, there's no doubt that the baby boom is a huge generation, but none of it would have worked to the degree that it has if the music wasn't just incredibly powerful and impactful. And I'm convinced that 100 years from now, we'll be listening to the Stones and the Who and the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, just as we listen to Mozart and Brahms today.
And you know what? We have more than a century worth of jazz that people hear right here on 89.1 WEMU as well. And we have the luxury of having music hosts who love both broadcasting and the music. With that in mind, so many public radio stations around the country have entirely abandoned music in favor of exclusively presenting news programming. As you assess what's going on around the country, is that trend ultimately going to render music stations and dual format stations like WEMU to the status of radio dinosaur?
Well, not necessarily. I think it is more challenging to do a music format, period, both in public radio and commercial radio these days. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Some are technical, digital kinds of things. But the other part is just getting yourself in position to grow a fan base and then be able to actually, in the case of public radio, of course, and here we are today, this is why it's so important to support a radio station like WEMU. But yeah, when you find a station like this that plays music that you truly appreciate and that truly means something to you more than just something to pass the time while you're working, you gotta support it, because it may not be around forever. And, you know, when we think about just the volatility of the Michigan economy and then what's been happening over the past many months with COVID, there are no guarantees in this life. So when you come across a public radio station that resonates with you, if you can, support it.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're celebrating National Public Radio Music Day with a one-day fundraiser seeking your investment in the jazz at WEMU with a donation at WEMU.org. Right now, we're talking with Fred Jacobs of Jacobs Media Strategies. And Fred, you provide the radio industry and those working within it valuable insights with the Jacob blog. It is to many the new Bible of radio programming. Now, last week, you wrote one on the plight of radio that is live and local. And here at WEMU, we use that exact phrase a lot in describing who we are and what we do. What do you think we collectively lose if live and local further fades away?
I think we lose it all, actually, David. I'm very concerned about the trend, especially with big companies that own hundreds of radio stations homogenizing the programming and taking the live and local out of it. So I think when you have public radio stations that are run independently, as WEMU is, and commercial radio stations that are also allowed to run independently, that live and local piece is so important. And a big part of the reason for all of that is that, as wonderful as the music is on WEMU, with playlist services like Spotify and other tools, any of us can make a jazz playlist,
sure,
right,
that
has wonderful songs. But to put it in context and to provide the stories behind the songs and what they have meant to our history and our culture, that's something that the hosts, and only hosts who really have a deep understanding and knowledge of the music, and yet who are also entertainers and storytellers, can pull off. So to me, that live local piece is the secret sauce of radio. And I think ultimately companies and organizations that invest in live local and talent are ultimately going to survive this thing. But it's a very competitive media environment out there, as you know.
And with that in mind, here at WEMU, every single one of our passionate local music hosts and all of our local news staff is paid entirely out of listener contributions. I'm going to ask you to put on a different hat for a moment. You have spent a professional lifetime consulting with radio station owners, programmers, and staff. If I were to put you in front of a group of public radio listeners, what would be your counsel?
Wow. That's a good question. I'm actually in front of public radio listeners all the time. So it's not like you threw me a curveball there. I do a lot.
Maybe a slider.
Maybe a hard slider, actually. I moderate a lot of focus groups, and these days, of course, they're on Zoom. But I sit down with public radio listeners all the time, and that helps to inform me. I mean, the statistical research that we conduct and certainly the ratings that I get to analyze are helpful, but there's no heartbeat in any of that quantitative stuff. So these conversations that we have with public radio fans are really essential. And I think one of the keys to keeping them on board and to keeping them engaged is the phrase, meet them where they are. And by that, I mean, they sometimes enjoy radio on a real radio, like in the car, or on the nightstand or in the garage. But because distribution of radio has changed so much, it's really important that radio steps up and makes sure that it's providing a good experience in a streaming environment, whether it's on someone's laptop or a smart speaker like Amazon Alexa or Google Home, on mobile phones, that type of thing. And ultimately, that's where the younger audience is going to meet the content of a radio station. So that's part of the onus, I think, that radio has to make sure that they are available wherever the consumer is. And it's more expensive, David, as you know, to provide those kinds of outlets, which is, again, another reason why it's so important to support your favorite public radio station like WEMU.
Well, you have hit at the heart of what we do, and we do so at the luxury of those who choose to listen and take that next step and support us. Fred, I'd really like to thank you for the time, the insights, and your perspective today.
David, it was really an honor talking with you. Good luck with the fundraiser, and I don't know if this is the appropriate time to do this. If not,
I'm all about inappropriate.
Perfect. But if I could make a donation for $100 while we're on the phone today, I would be happy to do that.
Well, if you will hang on for just a moment, I will personally take your pledge and we'll get underway.
Perfect. Be my honor. Thanks again, David. It was really great talking with you again. I forgot that we met all those years ago.
Many, many years, yes. Yep. That is Fred Jacobs, founder and president of Jacobs Media Strategies, joining us during our one-day fundraiser in celebration of National Public Radio Music Day. You can invest in the future of 89.1 Jazz with a donation at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair. This is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU.